News in brief at Press TV. French President François Hollande has expressed his disapproval of U.S. spying on French people. Paris called for answers from Washington over the issue after a French daily revealed that the U.S.'s National Security Agency recorded 70 million French phone calls in 1 month late last year. Amnesty International says the U.S. should stop its drone operations in Pakistan. The rights group is also urging Washington to bring those responsible for the unlawful strikes to justice. Now, the call comes ahead of an upcoming meeting between President Barack Obama and Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Washington. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad calls for a Syrian solution to end the country's 32-month conflict. In an interview with a Lebanese TV network, Assad said that such a solution must be found regardless of whether it is recognized by foreign powers or not. Bahrainis have staged demonstrations across the country to condemn the regime's crackdown on protests. They shouted slogans against the government and expressed solidarity with political prisoners. Bahrain has been the scene of frequent demonstrations since early 2011, and scores of people have been killed by regime forces since then. Brazilian police have fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators protesting against an oil field auction in Rio de Janeiro. A consortium of Shell, Total, Chinese companies, and Petrobras won the auction. Now, the liberal oil field is estimated to hold between 8 and 12 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Several Israeli drones have violated Lebanon's airspace in a flagrant violation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. The warplanes broke the sound barrier over the southern Lebanese town of Nagora. Israel violates Lebanon's airspace on an almost daily basis, claiming the rights to surveil purposes. Intelligence sources in Syria say some insurgent groups controlling some suburbs of Damascus are striking ceasefire deals with the National Army Forces. And the trend is now spreading to other cities such as Homs and Hama. This comes as infighting among militant groups has increased. In the U.S., a student has opened fire at a Nevada middle school, killing a teacher. The shooter also critically wounded two students in the city of Sparks before turning the gun on himself. Now, the shooting is the latest in a series of deadly incidents in recent years across the U.S.